for everyone. Amen. Here today. So I want to ask you to turn to your Bible to St. Matthew chapter 4. Now, if somebody stand for the reading of God's word. Chapter Matthew 24. Amen. And she thought about us today. Amen. And she came to see us. Amen. Amen. We ask God to continue to bless her. Amen. 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 Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 and 4 through 5. When you have it, would you say amen? Amen. Amen. All right. And it says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And we're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. When you have that, would you say amen? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Our last scripture reading is in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. We're going to start at verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. We're going to read from 10 to 13. When you have that, would you say amen? Okay. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Our subject today is be not deceived. Amen. Be not deceived. Amen. Amen. In this time and hour, amen, this is a great deal of deception time. Amen. The Bible speaks about, it says in St. Matthew 24 and verse 4 and 5, it says, take heed. In other words, take note. Be careful what they're saying. Take heed and be careful. Take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. To be deceived means to cause someone to believe something that's not true. Amen. To trick somebody. Amen. To cause to believe something is not true. To trick someone. To mislead somebody. A false idea. Amen. A false influence. Amen. Enticement about being seduced or lured. That's what deceive means. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord is saying, don't be deceived in this hour. He said, take heed that no man. That means be alert. Be watchful. What your ears hear. What your eyes see. What you take in your spirit. Every time somebody bring you something, amen, weigh it out before you take it in. Amen. I said, when they come to you telling you something, I don't care if it's advice, I don't care what it is, weigh it out before you take it in. Amen. Glory to God. Because this is great deception hour. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And that's why it's so imperative and so important for you and I to know the word of God. Don't just know it like, just quote it like, amen, like it's a poem or something. Like, you know what it's saying. Not just know where it's found, know what it's saying. Understand God's word, what is being preached to you. Even today, if you in your word, you'll follow, you'll know when someone is teaching you error, when someone's telling you something's not true, when you have studied the word of God. And you can't just study the word of God, you got to talk to the Father. Amen. You got to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I might not understand this and I may not understand that, but don't let me believe something that I should not believe. Don't let nobody sway me over and convince me. See, the devil is tricky in this hour. This is the time where seducing spirits are out here to seduce you. If you're not in your word the way you need to be in your word, and you're not persuaded in whom you believe, and you're not standing on a sound foundation, anybody can bring you anything. And you will be greatly influenced. See, some of us, we're too greatly to be moved anyway. Amen. Glory to God. You should be strong in the Lord, the Bible said, and in the power of his might. You should not even give ear to things that you know that's not so. Hallelujah. Because if you give ear to one thing, you're going to give ear to another thing. Hallelujah. And the word deceive, again, it says to cause to believe something that's not true. And people that's really out here to deceive people, they're doing it on purpose. They meant to deceive you. They meant to cause, to trick you. They meant to mislead you. Amen. And they can present a false idea or influence you in a wrong way. So, you know, you can influence people. You don't have to always say nothing to them. You don't have to tell them, just see it my way. You ain't got to do that.
That's true.
Just give them a little bait. Uh-huh. Treat them nice. Keep doing things. Treat them nice. If they got the wrong motive, they keep on till they lure you where they want you to find it. Then you find yourself in a hellish situation that you need some help, deliverance to get out of it. Amen. Because you've been misled. Now the Lord, would he let you be misled? No. If you pray like you need to pray, the Lord let you know. You might not know all the details, but you just say, I don't feel to go that way. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Being deceived and influenced. Amen. Sometimes I throw influence out, especially if it's negative. Amen. It's not of God. I don't have ears to hear it. I don't give time to hear it. I don't give all that time to weigh out something that's not right. Because you're going to be saying, in other words, you need to be fully persuaded in whom and what you believe. You should not be a Christian all over the place. I believe them. I believe that. That means you believe anything. And you will be easily deceived. Amen. Glory to God. And again, to deceive means to believe something is not true, to be tricked, to be misled and influenced with false ideas, to be lured, to be enticed, and to be seduced. Amen. Seducing spirits are getting greater and greater out here. Amen. And then said, for many shall come in my name and shall deceive many. A person that's trying to deceive you are not going to come in a way that you expect him not or them not to come. They're going to come acting just like you, being just like you, doing the same thing, because they out to deceive you. We are, like sometimes people say, we all in this together and all that. They love to say that about the pandemic. We are all in this life, but we all don't have the same mind frame. Amen. Glory to God. We all in here. Everybody wants to say, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and everything. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what is your walk? The Bible said you should know them by their fruit. Because everybody's calling upon the name of the Lord. That don't mean God's hearing them. Amen. You got to know that God is hearing you. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in the book of Peter, amen. First Peter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, be sober. Uh-huh. Be vigilant. Amen. Because your adversary, the devil is your adversary, in case you didn't know that. That's who vexes you. That's who torments you. It's, the Bible said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's not people. It's the devil that keeps you from going to sleep at nighttime. It's the devil that's on your mind. It's the devil. That's who it is. If you don't know who it is, he'll ride you on out of here. Glory to God. But you recognize that devil's on my track trying to turn me back, get up, and glory to God. Sometimes I just have a fit in my house when he comes against me and one thing at the other. It don't be like that all the time, but I feel overwhelmed and all this stuff come get me. I just get into prayer and I rebuke the devil. I rebuke you, devil. I don't do that. Somebody say, well, ain't nobody in your house. You don't have to be nobody in your house. The devil still get on your mind. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. And come in all kind of ways. Try to come discourage you. Try to come depress you. Come in all kind of ways. Glory to God. When I get fed up, when the Lord let me know you are under attack, honey, I just simply say, okay, devil, get out of here. And I go open my door. Everybody else opened their doors doing stuff. I opened my door and said, get out!
Every spirit is not like God.
Amen. Why you gonna sit and let him talk to you all day long? You ain't gonna never amount to nothing. You ain't gonna get nowhere. You ain't gonna get there. You know that you depressed. Why you gonna listen to him all day long? But if you're not tuning with God, you'll just, he'll ride you that day. He'll, before you get up in the morning, he'll ride you tomorrow. He'll ride you while you sleep. He'll ride you, amen, to you by crazy. Somebody give God a praise. God gave us power. And you have to be connected with the power, with the right source, to be able to cast him out. You ain't got to call people out. You ain't call things out. You just talk to the Lord. You ain't got to be arguing with people. You ain't got to say a word. Just go talk to the Lord. Somebody ain't doing you right. They're doing you wrong. And this is going wrong. And your finances not there. This, don't be able to go through this. Just talk to the Lord. And say, Lord, help me. Show me what I must do first. And help me with the rest. Amen. And you don't have no struggles with people. I just love that. I love that part about God where you can go talk to him about anything and everything, and he won't tell none of your business. Amen. And you can tell Lord somebody, oh, is this person not treat me right? You ain't gotta even go and say nothing to them. You can just look at them, and they don't know what you done talk to God about. Amen. And God will straighten it out. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. You think I don't want to stay connected with somebody like that in my life? I don't know nobody like that I can go to him, go to with, help me with everything like that. I don't know. Amen. 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 I've learned a long time ago when I first got saved to pray about everything. I learned when I first got saved, that's what God taught me. He said, pray about everything. Pray about, amen, when you feel like I'm struggling, I can't make it. Lord, I'm going through this. Ask God to help your mind. Ask him to give you strength. Ask him to help you not to throw in the towel. Ask him not to help you not to lose your mind. Amen. I've been in a situation where I could have lost my mind. We all have big friends. Sometimes we think people ain't went through nothing. Honey, anybody that God uses and he anointed, they done been through some stuff. Because they wouldn't be able to come back and help nobody else. Now you got people to get up and say, trying to minister to people, trying to tell people stuff, ain't been through nothing. And if they don't be careful, they're going to get swallowed up by the devil because the blood ain't been applied on there and they don't know what they're talking about. They keep talking about what somebody else said, what somebody else doing. But you done went through some things, honey. God brought you through it and you just didn't die through it. You survived through it. You survived through it for a reason. And you got to find out what your purpose is. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, give God the praise in here. It said, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. He didn't say the devil was a roaring lion. He said as a roaring lion. And you've seen pictures of a lion, and some of you might have seen physical lions. They went to the zoo or whatever. You may have seen whatever. Amen. The lions are very vicious. They roar. They can scare you from the roar. Amen. So that's what the devil, he's trying to scare you with a roar. In the spirit, I'm gonna kill you. It's gonna be the end of you. Your situation looks up. He wanna put you out. The Bible said, "Be sober, be attentive, be alert, because your devil, your adversary, God let you know he don't mean you no good. So don't be trying to shake hands with him. Don't be trying to party with him 1 minute and then get on God's side. Leave his hands alone. Stay on God's side. Yo, that's how you staying alert." Devil, amen. Say, be sober, be vigilant. A person that's sober is in their right mind. They're in their right mind. They're clear-minded. They're not foggy-minded. Amen. That's why it's not good to make some decision. Amen. Just make decision, and you don't have clear clarity of it. If I don't have clarity of something, I won't make a decision. I said, Lord, help me to make the right decision. Be sober, be vigilant. Vigilant means I'm on the watch. I'm alert. I don't go to sleep 1 minute and I'm drunk with the cares of this life 1 minute, and I'm in the spirit 1 minute. You better stay awake all the time. The time we live in, you better stay alert all the time. Amen. I don't care if you can't move, get up and move out your body. You better keep alert, man. Amen. Because you can pray if you can't move. And if you pray enough, you'll be able to move. Somebody give. I said, did you hear what I said? I don't care if you feel like I ain't got pain in my body. I can't buy move. But honey, you ain't nothing wrong with your mind. Ain't nothing wrong with your mouth talking to God. If you talk to God enough, you will be able to get up and move. Somebody give God a praise. That's what we don't do enough of. That's why the devil, amen, we have battles every day. We all have battles and tribulations and trials every day. You need to take, go down the list and see who wins. You need to go down your list and see, amen, how many battles you went throughout the week. Do the devil win every battle? The devil, you're not supposed to just win battles when you come to church. You're supposed to win them all through in a week. If God say pray, but you say, no, I got to go, I'm going to pray, you lost that battle. You got to find out what makes you strong in the battle and stay in the battle and work in the battle. Nothing is important than getting before God before you do whatever you feel like you need to do. Because see, he going to give you his mind. You got to go before him so he can give you his mind. Because if he don't give you his mind, you're going to wake up with your man and you're going out the door with your man and you're going to be defeated with your man. Can I get an amen? Somebody give God a praise. Wonder why you can't keep the victory. Wonder why you depressed and discouraged. Wonder why you always under the rug. Because you don't give God no time, little time, or no time. You don't get his man. You don't have his man when you lay down. You don't have it when you wake up. And you don't have it throughout the day. You don't have it all week long. You're depressed, discouraged, and defeated. Amen. Give God your mind. Because if you give God your mind, there's some things he tell you you don't have to do and you really don't need to do. You're the one to run yourself till you get exhausted. God didn't tell you to do that. God didn't tell you to do the thing to wear yourself out and make you defeat. You done it. Because you didn't put him first. We blame everything. When people say, so I just listen. Because God just showed me differently. Even for myself. I rebuked myself. Y'all heard me say y'all that, didn't you? I said I rebuked myself. I don't need to wait till I get to a church service or hear some rebuke myself. If I sit there and ate everything I thought I wanted to eat and stuffed myself real bad, and if I did things to myself, there ain't no sense in me saying, Lord, the devil did that. I know that I did it. Amen. If I sit there all night long and up all night long and get no rest, I can't say, Lord, the devil took my sleep. I did that. Come on now. Just talk about yourself. And somebody say, the devil fighting me, people don't like me, and I always got complaints about what people doing. I got to look back and say, do I pray like I need to pray so God can show me? It's something. It's your fault. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And you never grow up to be a woman, a man of God like you need to if you come up higher and be strong in the Lord. The Lord didn't tell you to be strong in your own strength. He said, be strong in me and in the power of his might. You can't be strong in your own strength. I can't either. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And you got to go to God on a regular so you can keep his mind and keep the strength of God. Because he said, let this mind be within you, which is also in Christ Jesus. The devil have your mind all over the place. Some people got issue with man, issue anyway, all over the world. That's the main problem in the world today. People come, concentration is bad, the comprehension is bad, everything bad. Oh yes it is. I said Lord, I don't know if it's with me getting a little older or what. I said sometime some stock, some things, especially when it comes to this technology stuff they be trying to tell you. Lady tell me on the phone, go online. I said, lady, I don't do nothing online. I said, I don't mean no harm. I'm just going to tell you, I'm probably old school, old fashioned, or whatever. I don't do nothing online. It's like mind-boggling to me. Now, other things might not feel that way to me, but something is just like a lot of chatter that I can't copy. It's like one thing about it. It's not so much that I just can't comprehend. Something I don't want to comprehend. So when you put roadblocks up there, you ain't trying to hear it. So it sounds extra chatter to you. But sometimes the Lord has to calm me down and tell me, go back later. Now, this is simple. I know my son was trying to, amen, help me out with my camera because my battery went down. And he said, go to this page on your phone. I said, okay. I said, I don't know about that. I'll let you look at it later. I want to try that because I'm doing other stuff. I don't want to try that. That's too much mind boggling for me. Then later on, I got settled down. The Lord took me right over. I said, oh, yeah, I found out what he said. Amen. So I'm just saying, I said all that to use myself as an example. People in this time and hour have a comprehension problem. And I use myself so nobody think I'm picking. Nobody say, well, she said we got a comprehension problem. I'm second, number one. You know what? You can't be helped by God if you sit and be in denial. If you got a comprehension problem, you got a comprehension problem. That's why people get mad with each other. Because, see, I say something to you, or I say something to you, and you go away with another mindset that I didn't mean, wasn't nothing but you thought. Yeah. Instead of you being decent and saying, what did you mean by that? Not in a smart way, but say, I didn't understand you. So I just took in my mind like a bull and went that way because, and you know, anymore, if we don't watch it, we'll be in arguments and debates with one another because most of the time we don't hear one another out. God's even helping me. We don't hear one another out. And you don't watch it, you be almost arguing because you both be talking over each other. And I don't like none of that. And then, you know, I said, Lord, and a lot of you get out, a lot of I get because you're trying to say what you say, I'm trying to get out, and it's a big mess. And God's not in the commit of confusing. And Lord, I tell you, next time, you need to be slow to speak, swift to hear. The Bible said be slow to speak, swift to hear. My niece, the one that I'm telling you about, was not saved. She said, I like that message of slow to speak and swift to hear. That'll keep people from getting killed. Amen. Yes, it will. Or to a fight. Because you don't even know what you're fighting about because you didn't hear the whole matter. Right. Tell people, tell me you don't need God. Who don't need God in this hour? Amen. You'll get blown up, honey. Because people blow you up and won't ask no questions nowadays. You get back with them, they get back with you, and it be a done deal. And you both be dead or something. Yeah. Right. People ain't going to try to figure you out. I mean, no, it's best just let your words be few. If you need to go run around the track somewhere, just cool down. Take a cool. Yeah. So you won't lose your mind. See, that's wisdom of the Holy Ghost. Be debating with somebody all the time. Who won't be about? I said, Lord, to see, I can't do debates. I never could do debates too much. Back in the day, I just shut down and you go your way and I don't want to talk. Back then, because I'm like, if you say too much to me, I don't know, I might snap. One of my snap, you might get hit or that one might get hit. So it's like, I don't do too much talking. So I'd rather stay. And the God came in my life, that my word, I talk to God. I don't wait till I get on my knees and I start talking to him right away. Because it's just that urgent. Talk to him right away. Said, calm me down, Lord. Calm my thoughts down. Maybe I didn't hear it right. You ain't always right. Maybe I didn't see it right. Somebody give God a praise. Words of wisdom will help people. This world need it. Somebody say, it's too late for the world. I hope not. But we all gonna be messed up. We better be praying for those. The Bible said, pray for them in authority. That you will lead a more perfect life. Pray for them that's over you. For they won't, amen, they can set off a bomb, anything, do the wrong thing at the wrong time. We need to pray. Amen. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's seeking about whom he may devour. Don't you know the devil, as we speak, he's seeking ways to see how I can trip this person up, trip that person up, destroy them. He's always doing that. But see, when you're walking in the Holy Ghost, the Lord lets you walk over every trap and let you see trouble fall. If you don't stay alert, you won't see. You'll walk right into a trap. Somebody give God a praise. The Lord said, get up in the morning and pray. I'll pray sometime later on. And you know you're not going to pray no time later on because you're going to crawl yourself right in that bed. Might crawl yourself in the bed with no water on you. With all this corona going on. Throw that in there. Be humorous. Remember, crawl yourself up in the bed. The devil is a lie. God have you so up on things that he just have you alert. Amen. I have talked with people that's so on phone wise. You can pick it up right in their voice. If they hide on the wire. They hide on the wire, I back off. Somebody say, what's hot on the wire? Hot on the wire. They all over the place. And I just back off because I know it's nothing personal. People got issues today. And we won't talk about the world. They on drugs. They on that. But honey, people got issues right in the church. I don't care if they preaching or what. Got issues. Don't let God help your mind. You got issues that you need to help. That's why I wouldn't go sit myself up under anybody. Because you're going to be a partaker of what you sit up under. You sit up under somebody that's got mind problems, somebody that is a man that God didn't call, somebody that's got a lot of, you're going to pick up that same spirit. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. And before I got saved, I used to always, because my parents and brought us up in holiness stuff, even though I wasn't saved when I was young. I didn't get saved until I was 24 years old. I knew some things I wouldn't park myself up under that wasn't right. I felt like if I ever get saved, I want true deliverance, because I don't have time to come to church and play games. I don't have time to go and say I want to get saved, and I know I'm still going to hell in church because I'm still going to do what I want to do. So either I'm going to drop that, or either I'm going to come to church. I never, that's what God always had me to be for real, and he always carried me the way that he carried my life, because I was going to be for real, or I'm not going to be for real. I don't have time to come to church and go to hell through the church and still do the things of what everybody else doing out there and say that I'm saved and I'm not for sure if I'm going to heaven. Well, I want to know that I'm going to heaven. Because the things I used to do, I don't do them no more. I used to drink, smoke, party, amen, when I wasn't married, fornicate, did it all. I did it all. God brought a change in my life. This kind of generation is still, amen, hopping and doing all that and saying they with God. You're not with God. God don't do stuff like that. When God come in your life, he said, amen, if any man be in Christ, you are a new creation. And all things pass away, and behold, all things, and that's why people, when they don't get fully delivered, they have so many issues because they're never free.
That's right.
Freedom starts when truth starts. If I never was free, I would never be able to say the things that I'm saying today. I would still be doing the stuff. If it was a lie, I would still be doing everything that I said that I didn't do.
Uh-huh.
Somebody give God a praise. This is what the world needs. Now, when people come off of drugs and stuff, you know, they're not going to be coming to somebody that's doing what they're doing.
That's right.
People coming, amen, they on the street prostituting and everything. They're not going to come to somebody doing what they do. They're going to come somewhere. They say, I did that and done that. I need to go somewhere where they ain't doing that. Somebody give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise. This kind of word right here is a word that will cleanse your soul and you will cause you to make it to heaven. I don't want to think I'm making it to heaven. I don't want to fake it till I make it. I don't want to do that. I want to know up here. In case I can't get a hold of nobody and I'm in a tight situation and I'm about ready, I'm between death and life, but where I want to already know, I might not have no time to call nobody. And if I call somebody, it wouldn't make a big difference because they can't put me in heaven or hell. I want to walk right and talk right and live right and be right. And I want to know that I'm on the right road to glory. Not saying I don't have no shortcomings. We all got it. But I want to know that I'm cleaning up every shortcoming along the way. Somebody give God the praise. This is the kind of word that people, you won't hear a lot because so many people trying, the Bible said, broad is the way to destruction. But narrow is the way to life. And few be that find. With this type of word right here, you might find a little group of people over here. You might see a little group of people over here. You might see, but those people are on the right road. Amen. You see a big congregation. I'm not saying big congregation people all around. That's not. But most other people, amen, are not saved. Amen. They just flopping in somewhere to say I'm a part of. But as soon as you turn your back, they lighten up a joint. As soon as you turn your back, they don't crack. As soon as you turn your back, they got a pack of Millers or whatever they drink. They doing everything. And they got 4, 5, 6, 8 women, men, and everything. Not one relationship, a whole lot of them. Come on, give God a praise and hear my preaching today. This is the kind of word, amen, will keep you straight. I'd rather for somebody to tell me truth than make me believe a lie. Amen. There's going to be a lot of preachers. Amen. If they've been lying to their congregation, they're going to be over in hell with the people. And the people will be very mad at them because they lied to them. Oh, you can't help it. You'll make it. Just do the best you can. You tell them right or wrong. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. This is a pure word. If you don't sit under purity, you will not become clean. I said, if you don't sit under pure word, you will not become clean. Amen. You will be polluted. You'll be polluted to the point you can't even keep yourself out of sin. I said, you'll be polluted to the point you won't be able to stay out of sin yourself. You hang around with people that's always in sin, and that's your communication all the time. It's hard, honey. It's going to be hard for you to stay out of sin. Because if you stay out of this over here, you're going to do something else over here because you're the affiliation. Bad manners corrupt good communications.
Come on now.
Am I saying it today?
Amen.
If I be around somebody that's got God in their life and they trying to live right, they trying, they ain't saying they perfect, they trying to live right, that atmosphere is going to be a good atmosphere for me. I want people that's drinking it up, shaking it up and down, lying, stealing, cheating, don't even acknowledge God in their life at all, and I be around that, I'm going to pick up that. That's that. Whatever atmosphere, you're going to pick it up. You're going to pick it up whether you want it or not. That's why I make my own choices. I don't flock anywhere. Doing this, I would be foolish to flock anywhere. Because if you even a pastor and you flocking all over the place any kind of way, you're going to be bringing all kind of stuff out here before the people. And it's not going to be a purified word. You might be caught up in some sins yourself. They just ain't seen it yet. Come on, give God a praise. I tell like it is. Because you're going to keep tired of faking it, trying to make it, and you're going to be exposed. That's why you hear pastors didn't want to be exposed, because they've been doing stuff all the time. They try to fake it till they make it. They can't take it no more, because they feel God's pulling come up to them. You quit telling these people, amen, how to be saved, and you ain't even trying living what you tell them. Got to snatch the cover off of you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. We need a spirit of revival. This is a spirit of revival when you talk to people like that, getting people on track. It's time for people to get on track. I don't have time just to congregate and just, amen, to be in a rat race, to be picking up a mic behind somebody. I got to be saying something. I can say it all by myself. Because you might be saying something different. We talking out two or three fountains. See, I've learned, I don't care if you're a minister or whatever, don't be worried about if people come and call you to preach and everything. You ain't going to be a priest like you do in your own church anyway, because you got to come up with a lot of stuff. I ain't got energy for that. See, I already know it. You got to come up again. Oh, you might not be able to get nothing out. They'll smother you out. They're spirits. Because people bring spirits. They know what you're about. They're going to stand on guard. Amen. You ain't going to be able to get in or out. And God lets you know it so you won't work so hard. Amen. So I just rather just stay away. Amen. And preach to the people that God give me. Somebody give God a praise. He'll make your labors light. He'll give you somebody that wants to hear what you got to say. I used to didn't know that a long time ago. Sometimes anybody call me for fellowship. Don't worry about that, honey. You ain't gonna get nothing out. No way. Sometimes we get twisted as people. You know, I don't know, but girl, I ain't heard from you in a long time. Oh, guy, I ain't heard from you in a long time. Where you been? I thought you don't like me no more. Honey, God might be doing you a great favor. You don't need all that. If somebody come and they got heavy loads, see, I'm like this. I don't mind helping nobody with God's help. But if I help you too many times and you still got the heavy load, I'm tired. I'm going to be real. It's like, whatever I say to you, when this, I'm tired. And I'd be saying, Lord, I'm so done. And I say, Lord, help him. But he don't have to help. He can help him another way. Because I'm tired. I'm not Jesus Christ. I don't have his strength. I only got strength he give me. And that's what we need to do. Amen. Sometimes we get friends or relatives or whatever, and we just sit there and just break. We all will be broke down like this trying to help them. And they sitting up like this looking at you. Don't you feel some type of way? Look, that's not right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like my niece, you know, she don't bother me all the time. She texts me or something like that. Lord, give me something to say to her. It's like, you know, I help her because I feel liberty. When Lord, I had another person in my family. You help them, and after a while, you did all that help with them, and they said, I thought I had my mind made up. You done worked hard with them. I thought I had my mind made up. And I said, well, I hope you don't let it be said too late. God help you. Amen. And then they're going to come and try to tell you about the end of the world. Okay. The devil is a lie. Why, you know, I'm not going to hear somebody that's not doing what they say. I don't have to call you out like that, but I already know what you're about, so I'm not going to waste time with you since you already feel like God speaks to you and give you a word, but you're not doing nothing with the word. Amen. And so, amen, do not waste a lot of time. You know, we all got so much business in our own life. Don't you have enough business, Sister Joanne?
Yes, I do.
Don't you have enough business, Sister Teresa? Don't you have don't y'all have enough business? Do you got so much business? Do you have all that room to go help somebody else day and night? Jesus Christ ain't going to even overbear himself on you. He said, whosoever will, let him come. See, God ain't going to even be at your door all day and night. He waiting for you to come to him.
Amen.
He waiting for you. Somebody said, well, I came to God. What did God give me the last time? Well, I ain't heard nothing but God said, I ain't heard him speak to me. Well, because you didn't do nothing with the last thing he gave you. Fresh manna, new word. God got a new word for you every day. But if you ain't did nothing with the old word, he can give you no new word.
Amen.
Amen? And the devil is a lie. I ain't going to be almost scraping the ground trying to help somebody. And I can barely, look, I'm barely walking like this. And then I'm trying to help you. I'm going to be crawling out the wall. And you're going to take all my strength.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to come back and tell me, you know, I got it together. And I'm all, you done tore me down. We got to be wise in this hour. Come on, give God a praise. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. It said, whom resists? God said, because the devil is walking back seeing how he can destroy you. You know, the devil set up plots all the time. And then the devil, amen, you got haters out here, too. Let me talk about the haters. You got haters out here, too. You think people mean, everybody mean you well? Everybody don't mean you well. Especially if you got something better than they got, they don't mean you well. They going to keep on till they tear up what you got. Amen? They think, but they do it in a tricky way. Amen? Well, somebody give God a praise. Everybody ain't happy because you got a new car. Everybody ain't happy because you got a new house. Everybody ain't happy because you got a new man. Or everybody ain't happy because you got a new woman. Everybody ain't happy about that. Be like Johnny, what's his name, Johnny? And some of y'all don't know because I'm older than you are. Was it Johnny back in the day to trying to break up a good thing? Amen. Ha. Chloe, give God a praise. We need some mothers coming back telling the children what to do. We need some grandmothers come back telling what children. These kids don't know what to do today. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hot up a whole shot. Talking about the cleanup woman and all these things.
Yeah.
But watch it, watch it, watch it. Watch out.
Amen.
He said, whom resists in the faith? In other words, God's saying, resist the devil and he will flee. Now, when you resist the devil, you don't say, I resist you. Say, that means you resist whatever he's trying to get you to do. You resist it. And when you resist it, it's like you lose. He gonna see you ain't gonna do that. So he gonna leave that alone. I ain't gonna say he might come with something else, but he ain't gonna bother you with that. You'll be free in that, and you gotta keep on staying free. See, when you born again of the water and the spirit, that's because you get baptized in Jesus' name. That's because you get the Holy Ghost. That don't mean you delivered. See, that's back in the day. That's what they said. My hands look new, and my feet did too. You got the same hands and the same feet. You just feel good in your soul.
Right.
And you just think, no more trouble. No, 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 it's not like that. I wish somebody would told me, no, I'm not like that.
Right.
Amen. I had to learn some things about God.
True.
I had to still go through some trials and tests. Yeah. I had to, amen, let God learn to walk by faith. And I had to learn different things.
Uh-huh.
And there's some things I had still to be delivered of. Deliverance is a process.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Deliverance is a process. Yeah. That's because you say, I got saved and I've been born again and I got the Holy Ghost. That don't mean everything is going wrong right away. But most of it, the basic stuff should go. Yeah. Amen. If you were drinking, you shouldn't keep drinking and saying, I'm delivering. No, you still need deliverance right away. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The things, the stuff starts falling off of you, you start seeing yourself be changing. You're seeing a change in yourself. You feel like, I used to be this way. One minute, I can see the word. And what changes you is the word of God. The Bible said the word of God cleanses you. The word, because you won't know something is wrong till you hear what God's got to say about it. So when you find out it's wrong, then you don't. When you obey God's word, there comes a change along with that. But if you know what to do but don't do it, it's sin unto you. You can't get from nowhere in deliverance. You got to do what God gives you. If God said, don't do this, this is wrong, that's wrong, then you come away from that. You don't keep doing that. You never be set free from that. Uh-huh. Amen? Glory to God. So freedom is a process. Some people, they free over, I'm free, I don't do that no more. That's good. But you might do something else over here. Keep working till you get free over there, till you get freed everywhere in your life. Amen. And the more you get free, walk with God, the more you get free. And some people get discouraged. Well, I can't give up all that all at once. God knows how to help you. You can't even save yourself anyway. You didn't save yourself. It takes God to save you. And it will take him to keep you saved. See, being saved, you can't just be saved because somebody say, I'm be saved. Be saved comes with a desire. You got to have a desire to be saved. Without desire, you just like eating food. You're not going to eat food if you're not hungry. You know, sometimes we have maybe a habit eating stuff. That's why sometimes we eat the wrong thing, pick up pounds. Like we eat stuff just to be putting in our mouth. We're not hungry. But I'm just saying, if you really want a good meal, amen, if you're not going to eat, amen, if you're not ready to eat that meal, now, you're not going to eat it yet. You got to have a desire for it, a desire to be saved. I knew about being saved. My parents and them were saved. But I used to didn't want to be saved. Am I talking and preaching today? Amen. You can't preach this word without them been through some things to help people. I used to didn't want to be saved. Because what I seen about saved people, I didn't want it. It was that they were nice and stuff, but I didn't want to be like them. Because back in the day, it's a lot different now, but back in the day, the way they dress and stuff, and the way they, I didn't want to do that. And then back in the day, y'all think it's rough. No, they ain't rough. They, back in the day, some of them have TVs. See, I'm 64 years old. I come from way back there, but I'm up here today. And then I have did things in my life so I can relate to people. Back then, some of them didn't have TV. And I really thought that was crazy or whatever. And so the Lord bought me, when he saved me, with the place he brought me to, that church, that people had TVs. I was glad, because I would come from where that my parents, they had TVs for a while. My mother didn't get one late, but they had one for a while, because that's what they you know, they didn't mean no harm back then. They taught with the spirit but not with the word. They didn't mix them both together. See, the word and spirit must agree. Yeah. And with wisdom. So I thank God from where he bought me from, and I'm content where he has bought me at now. This is the way I like to look. I'm not saying I have to wear a certain outfit or nothing like that, but I like the way I dress, the way I like, I'm comfortable with, and it's fine with me. And it's not because somebody told me, I do it because I want to do it. There was another time I dressed another way. So I let the Lord lead me where I'm comfortable. Amen. I just like the way God does stuff. He make you comfortable with stuff. Where ain't nobody over you with pressure to do this and do that. And I like the way he helps me. You know, I can, you know, I don't have to have something, you know, this revealing everything. And I don't have to have nothing that's walking down to the ground, because I trip if I walk something too long. I can't wait. Sometimes this leg, I be going, think it's going this stiff. Like that, I've been a trip. So I got to have some leverage, okay? Either way, so it ain't going to be bad for me. Amen. So I know my boundaries. And I'm not caught up into the the clothes type thing. My soul is more important because, amen, when my soul is right, the Holy Ghost, amen, if I want to go out here and look like a hoochie mama and stuff, the Holy Ghost will say, now, you know you shouldn't go out there in the house looking like that. I ain't got a hat. So I ain't got to worry about that. If I get out of order, amen, he going to help me to get in order. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, if it's all right with him, it should be all right with everybody else. If it ain't, everybody stand their own lane. Amen? So I just thank God. We Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost. It comes to lead you and guide you into all truth. You know, so I thank God at the time he saved me, when he saved me. Amen? Because I come a long way. I haven't always been saved. And I haven't always tried to pursue God. I didn't know nothing about pursuing God at one time. We had a lot of house parties. We just get up and have parties. Amen. Again, I had my son, my oldest son, you know, back then, he didn't know nobody. He's 4 years old. He going passing everybody a beer. He liked to eat so much, and he still liked to eat. And then his father and them, they from the South and stuff. They had feed him so much stuff all the time. He's chunky. He still is heavy. But we have cases of beer and all that. See, I've been on the other side. Amen. Oh, he just go get the beer, start passing out the beer. We tell him, don't come on here. Don't pass the beer to everybody. Nobody know all what we got. Amen. And that's what I did. I wasn't a bad person, but I wasn't saved. I just, you know, that's what we did. I didn't go to a lot of club stuff like I do now. It was a few here and there. But we had a lot of house parties, and we ate. And we party all night long. So that's, y'all see me, praise God, I used to love to dance. Amen. So God brought me from all that to where I'm at now. And I praise God for being in my life. I'm praise the Lord. I'm not an old fool. I'm saving. Then inquire. God has made me, help me to acknowledge him in my older. Like, I'm not old, but I'm older. I got saved when I was 24 years old. God is a keeper. Amen. If you want to be kept. Yes, he kept me all them years. Amen. I ain't saying that I wasn't fault in my mind and fault in my passions and all that kind of stuff. All that. Yeah. But I want to be saved. And I kept talking to God, and he kept me. Amen. He's a keeper. Amen. And we want to be kept, but some things you can't open yourself up into. Yeah. Amen. If you're struggling, they say you don't have a maid, you can't open up yourself, amen, to porn and all this stuff. Open yourself up to things that bring things out of you. Amen. Being around with people, amen, that's always talking about things that you don't do. Uh-huh. They got husbands and boyfriends, and all, you don't have none. Amen. Get wrapped up in Jesus. That's what helped me get wrapped up in Jesus till he bring the mate you need. Amen. Some of us has made mistakes after mistakes anyhow. I have made mistakes in my life. I've had things that wasn't right in my life. But God took it and worked it out for the good. God has made me the best woman of God that I could ever be. And he's yet working on me. Amen. I was telling the Lord the other day, I said, Lord, I said, I don't know when the Lord would be bringing my mate to me or putting me together with somebody. I said, but I don't know where they put their clothes at. I said, every closet in this house, my house is full of stuff. And it's full of clothes. They said, well, you make room. I said, I don't know where I make room at. I said, he may give me another house. Something. And I said, he knows how to do it. I ain't got to worry about all that. God's been good to me. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. You can make it by yourself if you don't have anybody. You can make it. People don't make it. They use excuse because they don't want to. You work. You want to be independent. An independent man or independent woman. A woman that wants a real husband don't want a slouchy person. Somebody that can't be a provider that's not a man. And a man don't want some woman that he got to come and scrape up off the ground, don't have nothing for themselves. Right. Come on, give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
They may want a one night stand, but they don't want you for a wife.
Amen.
Or a wife want for a husband. Amen. Anybody got it right now, they want somebody that got something and appreciate them. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Amen. God is a good God. Amen. Oh, yes, he is. I tell anybody, if you got a good husband or a good wife, honey, you better hold on to him. Amen. You better hold on to him, because I don't even know. You be like, Lord, do they make them anymore? You got a good husband, a good wife. And look at the pandemic. Ain't folks ain't got no jobs today. So, my God. And then, like in my situation, you better have some money. You better be a wealthy person or somebody. But be another Boaz or something. Yeah. Because we all on fixed income, but let one be higher than the other. Uh-huh. Did you hear what I said? Uh-huh. We all on fixed incomes when you get old and stuff, but let one be higher than the other. Amen. Amen. I mean, shoot, if you sitting there, a young, a single person, you got a house, you got a vehicle, you got everything already. I mean, what would you want somebody at working McDonald's? So they can take everything you got? Because they sure going to do it.
Yes.
I don't care about you being pretty. Pretty, you ain't probably no good because you're going to be messing around with some everybody. Now, anymore, people think they got to have 4 or 5 relationships. Let me get off of that. See, I'm done preaching. I got the meddling now. I'm done preaching. But it is, they like when I talk like this, Sister Joy. Some of them like to hear. They just like me to go there. I'm gonna have to have a class. Amen. So I can, amen. Because it's true. Some of the things we go through, people, we need seasoned people. Seasoned people, people that have been there. Because when I got saved, people tell you nothing. Let's be saved, honey. Let's be saved and get the Holy Ghost. They ain't tell me nothing about you. They ain't tell you nothing about your flesh burning and desire.
They tell you nothing about none of that.
What you supposed to do about all that? Nobody talks about that.
Cool it off.
I've had people that were married and said, honey, I tell you, you're a single person. You waiting on the Lord for a husband or something. Honey, girl, you better stay single. You better enjoy your single, girl. Enjoy it. And why you tell somebody like that? You already got your husband over here.
Yeah.
Just say, I'm going to be praying for you, honey. Just wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I'm going to pray. Don't tell me how I don't want one. You don't know what I want.
Amen.
You don't want what you got. That's why you telling me what I want. My husband ain't gonna be like yours. I tell people, stop telling people, shut your mouth and discourage. That's discouraging.
Yeah, right.
I've had somebody tell me that one time, honey, you better thank God you're single. You better thank God you got a husband you with every night.
Yeah.
I can't help if y'all don't get along, so that's y'all problem.
Yeah.
But my marriage don't have to be like yours.
Yeah.
So don't be telling me what I don't need.
Yeah.
And then have people, I'm gonna backslide and stuff because they trying to figure out how I'm supposed to do this.
Yeah.
Let me get off this. Let me tell the truth. Honey, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord about one thing. Talk to him about everything.
Amen.
Because after you sit there and mess up, you're going to be sorry you messed up anyway. And you still not getting nobody. But your feelings hurt. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Everybody, just bow your heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for your word, the teaching of your word, Lord. You say the interest of your word give life, God. Thank you, Lord God. We need seasoned people in this hour, Lord. Seasoned men and seasoned women to help this generation. Lord, help us get through here in every way that we can, Lord. From salvation, Lord, to relationships or whatever we need that, Lord, in this hour. Lord, we're not going to get it outside the church. Lord, we need help. Lord, in the time that we're living in. And Lord, we pray, God, that not one word, Lord, that we spoke will fall to the ground, but accomplishing that what we sent it out, that you sent it out to do. Lord, we went from spiritual all the way to natural. Because, Lord, sometimes people, they're sitting up in the churches and saying, I hear all that, but what about my natural life? Lord, you're concerned about us in every area of our life. God, whatever state that we find ourselves in, God, you said above all things, you wish that we prosper, be in health, even as our soul prosper. God, you're not just concerned about our spirituality, but you're concerned about those things that we're concerned about in the natural, our shortcomings, our lacks, our needs, whether we're physically, mentally, oh God. God, even sickness in our body. God, you concerned about everything concerning us. Lord, we tormented in our mind. God, everything you're concerned about. Lord, I've never Lord, met no one like you that's so concerned about everything like you are. Lord, we love you. Somebody else tell the Lord how much you love him. Lord, we love you. We thank you for taking the time with us today and talking with us as well as preaching to us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts, Lord, let it be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, we thank you again for keeping us free. We may not be in the know among the crowd, among this and that and other, but we thank you in the place you put us, Lord. You put us by those still living waters. You give us fresh word, fresh manna, fresh bread, Lord. And you keep our heart and mind. Lord, we love you. And we thank you. Somebody out there give him praise in Jesus' name. Somebody give God praise.